Now you listen here, Jimmy. The only way you're going to save yourself from those nightmares is if you stay a virgin to those horror picture shows they're showing down at the theater. You stay away from those films, you hear?
I don't know, Tom. I kind of like those movies. You know, they give me kind of a thrill you can't get from those hot rod ones you're always watching. I don't care about the nightmares. I love them.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is another episode of Horror Movie Virgins. This is your host, Daniel. How you guys been, man? Fuck, I got a lot going on here, dude. We fucking moved. I moved to my hometown. I've been fucking busy as shit after that, so it's been a while. I haven't even been able to release some of the episodes that I had already recorded, but we're going to be doing that before this one, so when you're hearing this one, I'll have released those other ones. I also got a new soundboard when I moved here, so if the sound quality is shit, I'll be redoing this episode, which will kind of suck, but we're testing the waters here. But besides that, I've got a new, the good thing about coming back to my hometown is I got friends fucking everywhere here, man, like tons of people that want to get on here, and I've got a new friend here with us today. You'll be hearing her for the first time, and go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm excited to be doing this.
I am too.
So Kelsey, tell us a little about yourself, like when it comes to horror, like what got you into horror? And what got you into horror? And like, what are some franchises or even types of movies that you really are drawn to when it comes to horror?
I know as a kid, like hated it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Everything about it, hated it. I was terrified. I'm such a scaredy cat. And then as I got older, I started to like it a little bit more. Started to do more things like horror nights, things like that. Yeah,
like Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love it.
And then I kind of kept forcing myself to watch them, and then I realized how much I really do like them. And then I started to branch out from there. I can't do zombies, though.
Oh, at all.
No, none. Terrible nightmares. Tried watching Walking Dead. Never worked. Never worked. I can watch like 2 zombie movies and they're like the funny ones.
Oh, like Shaun of the Dead.
That's pretty much it. And like World War Z. That doesn't even count. But I do like it. Probably favorite thing is anything James Wan now. Mm-hmm. More of that. I'm older,
yeah,
but I still watch everything else. I haven't found like one single franchise that I super, super enjoy.
Right.
That's just something that's like at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said zombies are a no-go for you.
Absolutely not.
So TV shows or like even the movies?
Even the movies.
Like how far back? Like have you seen Night of the Living Dead? Like the first?
I've seen the original, mm-hmm. and that was okay. Like I did have to watch that through my like closed hands half the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But everything else, I cannot do it. I literally cannot do it.
And that's only zombies.
Only zombies. Everything else I could do, like fucked up clowns and nuns and like any slasher movies, fine.
Yeah.
Zombies, I can't fall asleep. And then once I'm asleep, that's all that's there.
Just nightmares.
It's just me running from them. And then it's like one of those things where you're stuck in a dream. You can't run fast enough.
No, never, never.
I've tried. I've tried to desensitize myself and I can't do it.
We'll get through it. Maybe we'll see.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, the movie we're going to be doing today, I've talked about it before in a past episode, I believe, is the Hulu version of Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. I have already seen it. I did an episode on it. And I recorded the first half and I just like couldn't like talk about it after, you know, like I personally have never been a huge fan of the Hellraiser movies. I watched the first two, mm-hmm. and then I went to watch the third one and I watched a trailer and I'm like, dude, I'm just not into these. Like, I don't know. Like, and I think what brought up this movie was you were saying you like the Hellraiser movies, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little repetitive, but yeah. I do like the first one a lot. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen this one at all.
Yeah. Because they have like a fuck ton of them. How many, have you seen a lot of them? Or
probably
just,
like the same amount as you, like the first three.
Yeah.
And then I kind of moved on to something else.
Yeah, they're not, I don't know. I never thought they were that great. Like I said, I think the coolest part about them are the Cenobites, for sure. Like,
yeah.
Like Pinhead and all his mm-hmm. acolytes and shit. Mm-hmm. Those have been cool. And one of the things I liked about the Hellraiser movies, I will give it to them, is I never felt that the Cenobites, like, you, when you see a horror movie, like, the monster or the bad guys are, like, out to get the people.
Right.
In these, they're not. Like, in the first one and the second one, like, they view themselves, like, in their world, they're viewed as, like, gods. Like, there's mm-hmm. people that call to them, like, with the box, and they come and they take them or whatever they do to them, and the people, they have a following, and those people that do that, that is what they want. They don't, the Cenobites aren't doing this because they're evil. They're doing this because they, I don't know, they're just driven by a force that, like, oh, this is what you wanted.
It's
you
like nature versus nurture. Exactly. Kind of
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I've always loved about him. In this one, we'll watch it. And I want to hear what you believe if you think that they still kind of have that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't want to ruin anything. I still enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. I don't want to give too much away now, but you've seen the trailer, right?
I have, because there was a lot of hype about it. I think like COVID time.
Yeah.
Just mostly like because the that and the actors that are in it, people were like a little obsessed.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, I'm excited to see it with somebody, because I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to do an episode on it, but like I said, like, it's hard when I'm not a fan of Hellraisers. Like, I've not been a fan and then not knowing much, and like, it's hard to talk about for me. When I was doing it solo, because I did it solo, and I was like, I did the first half, and I watched it, and I've rewatched the movie. That's how much I enjoyed it. Like, I actually rewatched it, but I just couldn't bring myself to come and record the second half. So I'm super stoked that I finally found someone that likes the Hellraiser movies. I can like be like, oh yeah, let's fucking do it.
At least we can bounce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Because you might have more to say than I do, and I might just be kicking back.
That's true. I will be doing research mid movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
to make sure.
Because there was some stuff in this movie that I was like, I don't remember like that being a thing in the other ones. But I've only seen the first two, so things might have changed when it comes to the lore of these movies throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Or throughout the series, and then they just picked up, or the lore that they put in on this movie is just like completely from scratch, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Maybe like they're kind of doing that now with the Halloween franchise, and they tried doing it kind of with Scream, which I thought was fucking garbage, but where they kind of like ignore the rest and we're starting from scratch, right, kind of thing. And that's
like a base level thing, and then they build from that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I think this one kind of did, but I don't know, because I never was into the originals besides the first two.
So. Yeah.
But they do have some of the things from the first two, which was cool, like Pinhead and like Chatterbox or whatever the fuck his name is. Those
I have seen that in like the preview.
Yeah, stoked. And like I said, I like the movie, so I'm actually kind of excited to watch it again, and then to watch it with somebody that's like actually into Hellraiser a little bit more than I am. So you might see something like, oh, that's blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh, I fuck if I knew. Like,
I'll be taking notes.
Notes. Well, you want to give any first thoughts on when you saw the trailer, like before we jump into it, or do you just want to jump into it?
I think we should just jump into it.
Jump into it? Yeah. All right, guys, you heard it. We're going to take off. We're going to go watch this movie. Like I said, the audio is a little different, so if it's shit, I might scrap this soundboard or play with it more. I'm also having trouble putting my intros in front of the episodes for some reason on Audacity, which is what I use to record. So if there's no intro on this, that's why. But fuck it, like, we just do this for fun. This isn't like fucking tailored or whatever. I don't know how to say it. We don't do this professionally. This is just for fun. So if there's no intro, sorry. Sorry, not sorry. But yeah, we're going to take off and go watch this movie, guys. Hope you enjoy. All right, guys, and we are back. All right, movie is watched and we are ready. All right. All right. So how do you feel? So let's start with you. What do you think of the movie, Hellraiser?
I liked it. I thought it was interesting,
mm-hmm.
the storyline that they went with it.
Yeah.
I thought that the actual characters were really good. I feel like they played off of her struggle a lot.
Yes.
A lot, and her trying to figure everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't end how I thought it was going to end, because of the twist there at the end with, you know, the other guy and everything. Right. But
the
I did like it.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like it.
I did too. When I first watched it, I thought it was entertaining. Like, I actually enjoyed it. And this might piss off fans of the original franchise. I liked it better than the original franchise.
Yeah.
But I think part of it was there was more of the Cenobites in it.
Right.
The only thing I didn't like was there was a lot of... all the deaths were off screen. Like, every single one. It just showed the Cenobites, like, come in and snap. Kind of like... not even all of them showed them get snatched up. They just like come up and then they're gone. And it's like, okay, so they're dead. But like in the other movies, it kind of showed a little bit more of how when the Cenobites would take you, it was they weren't like really torturing them, because in the Cenobites' minds and how they work, it's more of like pain is pleasure kind of thing.
Yeah.
And even when like in the first one, I think when they grab that guy Like, even he's, like, more into, like, when he's getting tortured by them, it's more, it seems more sensual. Like, he's, like, yeah. liking it, and it's, like, for them, it's a sensation. In this, like, even the guy, like, we're saying the guy at the end,
mm-hmm.
he asked for a sensation.
Right.
And they gave him that thing that was pulling on his nerves.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, and it hurt him, and, like, for them, they were like, you don't like this? Like, this is what you wanted, like. And,
you asked for it.
Yeah, and it was the trip that, the thing that I didn't like, though, is I think I mentioned it in the first half, is in the originals, the Cenobites never felt like they were doing it to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing it because it was like their job. Like, this is what you yeah. wanted.
You asked, we gave it to you.
Right, exactly. You wanted us to come in and do this to mm-hmm. you. Like, because even in the originals, they say that they're viewed as like angels or gods in
yeah.
their world. And there's people that worship them and worship what they do. So in this, it felt more like when she would like cut, someone would cut their finger, right? Or mm-hmm. whatever. They were like, oh, we need somebody. Mm-hmm. But even in the originals, they weren't really like that.
No.
Like, the main girl, I think it was in the second one, she opens a box for like the third time. And they're like, and Penny, or not Pennywise, oh my God. Pinhead is like, he says to her, he's like, oh, the first time you said you didn't mean to open it. The second time. You're saying it wasn't you, and now you're saying that you need something like that. I haven't seen mm-hmm. him in a while. Like even then, like the Cenobites weren't like actively chasing these people down because right. they had to kill them, kind of mm-hmm. thing. And that's how this one felt. Like they felt more, like they wanted to do this.
Like they targeted her.
Yeah, more targeted, right. which is the only thing I didn't like. But it's funny because I liked this one more than I liked the other ones.
Why did you like this one more, though? Just because of that?
I liked it more. I think it just had a better story. I think the other ones were kind of shit.
Well, I mean, it was like, what, the 80s?
Yeah, that's true.
And they were just trying to make something because at the same time, it was what, like Voorhees and mm-hmm. all that other stuff that was going out.
They were like, they had like you said, Voorhees, Freddy Krueger. Like, they had all these movie monsters in the 80s mm-hmm. and they wanted to make Pinhead.
I think it was scary. Like more about like the creature more than it was about the movie.
Right, exactly. Right. And this one, it was actually, I liked this one a lot. I didn't really pay attention too much of the lore. Like I know in the first two, I only seen the first two. So the lore from that was a lot different than the lore from this. So I don't know if any of the other movies moved that lore to tie into this one, or if one just straight was like, this is a whole new franchise, because right now everyone in the horror movie industry seems to be rebooting their franchises.
Yeah.
Like we just had Prey come out. Mm-hmm. Scream just came the now I forgot what number we're on now, but
I think it's like five.
Yeah, and the one before, yeah, it's five, but when four came out, it just was called Scream. Like everyone,
that was it.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. Halloween. Mm-hmm. They just came out with the new trilogy. They just finished, but like everyone's just rebooting their franchises, so I don't know if that's what this was, because I'd never seen the other ones. But honestly, I mean, not to piss you guys off as fans, but I don't plan on going back and watching their other Hellraisers. I'm okay
with the originals.
Yeah, the first two I'm cool. Like I said, the third one, I watched the trailer, I said fuck that, I'm done. Like I'm not a fan. But this one was good.
Yeah, well, they left it open-ended,
yes,
too, as
yes.
well. So you know they're going to probably make another one.
Which would be cool.
Which would be really cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's probably not going to follow the same character arc, like, with her being in every movie. But it could, the same way, like, with Scream, there's always, like, that one person that's right. always in the same movie.
Well, even in the original Hellraisers, I know, like I said, only the first two I know of, mm-hmm. it's the same girl.
Right.
Which would be kind of cool to see her in this, because she's been through it and she could be like, oh, fuck.
They bring back like the old characters in the newer movies just to tie them all together.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you said you had looked some stuff up. Do you have like...
I just tried to compare like the original to this one
mm-hmm.
to see if storyline would go like anywhere in between. And it doesn't really at all.
So it is more like a reboot.
It is more like an original thing. In the original, you know, it's brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they move into the house.
Right.
They find the like half flayed open brother, and they're trying to figure out what the hell happened to her.
Right.
Or him. Mm-hmm. And this one, it's just completely different.
Right.
You know,
right.
they follow that she's, you know, on drugs, that she's living with her brother.
Yeah,
she,
yeah.
you know, doesn't know what to do with her life. And magically this thing comes into her life. She's right. thinking, oh, it's probably going to help me.
Right.
Even though she is on drugs.
Yeah. Cause she wanted to come up on some money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course she's being, you know,
led into
it by the one person that is trying to help the one original person.
Right, right.
Which was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because that one came out of left field for me, too. Like,
it did.
When they go to the mansion, like, him being alive, that alone was like, oh, shit, he's alive. And then that twist, too, mm-hmm. where the boyfriend was working with him from the beginning.
And you didn't really know it was him because he's in the walls.
Right, right.
And then he finally comes out and you're like, oh, shit, that's the same person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was cool. Like, yeah, like I said, my biggest gripe was the off-scene kills. Like, sure, the brother in the beginning in the bathroom, because then you're kind of, if you're new to the franchise, your brain is now on the same level as hers, where it's like, oh, he just went missing. Like, what happened? But you kind of have an idea because you saw that first character die mm-hmm. in the beginning of the movie, which was cool as fuck to see.
It was. It was super random.
Yeah.
I guess they had to just set it up to where, like, this is what's going to happen if we mess with this thing.
Exactly.
But it was, like, totally random.
And it showed how it worked, too, or, like, for somebody like us who'd seen the others
mm-hmm.
and seen that, like, it's just a box that you open. Well, this one, it was more like a puzzle. You saw that it was a puzzle. And that it cut his hand. And that's how. Like,
which I thought was interesting.
Me too.
It made it look really cool. Mm-hmm. The puzzle, meaning. Because then, you know, every time she tried to figure it out, some crazy shit would happen.
Waiting for it to happen.
Yes. Yeah. Every time there's like that little blood drop spilt, you're like, okay, now it's going to get fucking crazy for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that was cool too when they used it on the Cenobite and like stabbed him. So I hadn't seen this one. Remember when? Because I'd seen it before, this movie before. When we actually watched it, I fell asleep.
You did.
Was it Chatterbox that they stabbed?
Yes.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I didn't remember.
Because I think that was with the gate on the mansion.
Yeah.
They like, oh, no. It was the gate inside that weird room that they had. That
yeah, they were going to do like, it again.
Sacrificing people. Well, he was. The original guy was. I can't ever remember his name.
Me neither.
But, you know, she did end up stabbing him. He gets stuck in the gate.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, I'm going to figure it out. She doesn't really figure it out, but that's okay.
Dude, she was a trip, man. She did a good job. I liked the characters in this because, like, she was totally believable. This, like, just off the wall.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, no, this bitch is just fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, she's on something.
But, I mean, she only takes the drugs, like, what, one time?
Yeah. Yeah, and even then, like, she's, like, a recovering drug addict the whole time, but she only takes it that one time when they first steal that thing.
But, you know, they set that up to be like, no one's going to believe her.
Right, exactly.
Because she's a recovering addict. And she's now rambling about this crazy box that stole her brother in a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is weird. Like, it makes sense. But also, like, I feel like it's such a escape or, like, an easy grab for horror movies nowadays. Where let's make the main character, like, a drug addict so no one believes them.
Yeah.
Like, and it's kind of boring, in my opinion.
Well, they try to pick like the most obvious reasons that this person's going to be like tortured to begin with.
Yeah.
And vulnerable.
Yeah.
For them to be like, okay, well, if we make them vulnerable, no one's going to believe them. It means the crazier shit is going to happen to them. It's going to be harder for them to convince everybody else that, you know, there's a mass murderer. Or there's a freaking mask. Michael Myers coming after them.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just thought when I was watching it too, it reminded me of the, not Evil Dead Rises, but the one that came out before that back in like.
The reboot of the Evil Dead.
Right. Yeah. That one. Where they went to the cabin because she was a drug addict and the same thing started happening there. That's what I was sitting there watching this one, Hellraiser, and being like, it's just lazy writing in my opinion. But I don't know. I mean, I couldn't think of anything better.
But, yeah. I mean, it's a good like part to play off of.
Right.
And obviously it worked for them because they, you know, they left it open ending, which means that they'll probably make another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. I know a lot of people have been like shitting on Hulu. Like Hulu is going to come out with a new Alien movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to take part after Prometheus, I think. I have to look at the timeline, but I'm excited because they killed it with Prey, in my opinion.
I loved it.
I loved Prey. I've watched it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then this one, Hellraiser, again, I not hate, but I don't like the original series or the original movies, and I loved this.
It grabbed your attention to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, and I've watched it multiple times. I've only seen the first two Hellraisers once.
Because same.
I don't go back. I'm like, I can't. They're not rewatchable in my
opinion. Yeah, I mean, it's just not as entertaining.
Right, and then so, like, they did this one, they did Hellraiser, they did Prey. They have other, like, movies that, like, they're like Hulu horror movies that I want to put on here that is just, you know, like, I'm always fucking busy.
Well, a lot of people, I think, too, that, well, now that we're allowed out of our house,
Yeah, that's true.
That people want to see movies, but mm-hmm. they also would rather be at home.
Right, yeah.
And they make more of a killing at home than they do people going to the movie theater.
For real. And then to see a movie in the movie theater now is so expensive when it's like, well, I'm already paying that monthly for the mm-hmm. streaming service. If they're going to put out a movie next month that I don't have to pay for.
And I can sit on my own couch.
Yeah, and I'm already paying for the service. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still a fantastic movie.
It is. They've done great. Like I said, like people keep shitting on Hulu for doing this. But like they're saying that this alien movie is going to be fucking awful. They're ruining franchises. I'm like, they're not. I think they're doing good. If other people out there disagree, then I mean, I don't care. Like, I mean, if you do, you do. But that's your own opinion, your own prerogative. I think they're doing a great job.
They still keep a lot of the original things.
Right. Yeah. They like, don't stray with too Prey, far.
They still look the same.
Yeah.
They still act the same. Yeah, and then the Cenobites in this one, mm-hmm. I thought they looked fantastic.
I did too. They did change it, but I thought they were so good. It was so cool. It was less like leather and yeah. traps. It was more like they were skinned and like their skin was how it was.
How
their
they looked.
Suit. Yeah.
But you know, the whole leather and everything that plays off the whole like
bondage thing. Yes. Like the torture
it's
of
pleasure and pain. Yeah. Things exactly. like that. Where this one it was just like, this is what you're going to do.
Right. I think Chatterbox still had leather on him, did he not? I'd have to look back.
I think it was very, very minimal. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it was in the original movies.
Oh, okay. And I like the pins were actual pins, not like nails. So I was like, oh, that's actually cool. Like like you said, I liked it a lot. I liked the way they looked a mm-hmm. lot. And even like of course the original Pinhead was scary the way he talked, but this Pinhead too was like, even though it was a feminine character, like even the way she talked as Pinhead, I was like, ooh, I'm like, that's fucking, yeah, that's spooky. That's cool. It's like, I mean, I am not comparing it to, for those who know my favorite actor, Vincent Price, but it was very like calm like that where
it's the calm. It's her one tone.
Yes, exactly.
Like, she can still convince you to do one thing over mm-hmm, the other without mm-hmm. raising her voice, screaming or exactly. like being incredibly terrifying.
Yes,
that's more incredibly terrifying is that she's so calm.
Yes, yeah, that's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah, yeah, I liked it a lot. If you guys haven't seen it, you should. If you're not a fan of the Hellraiser franchise, I say give it a shot. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a fan, and I loved this movie.
I too.
If they made another one, I'll watch it. I'll be stoked.
For sure.
I'll be like, oh fuck yeah, they're doing another one. Like
to see where it goes. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because even when this one was coming out, my friend's like, oh dude, you excited? And I was like, fuck no dude, I hate Hellraiser. I'm like, I don't like Hellraiser at all. And he's older, he's a lot older than me, but he's like in his late 30s, so not a lot older, just older.
Not a lot older, but older. Still.
And he loved it, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And then he's like, dude, you gotta, because he knows why I do this, he's like, you gotta watch it. And I did, I record, like some mm-hmm. of you know, I did a solo recording of it, and I watched the movie and I'm like, I need somebody to talk to for this movie. This isn't a franchise I can speak on because I was never really a fan. Like, and then when Kelsey and I started watching movies, mm-hmm. she said that she wanted to watch it because she liked Hellraiser. And I was like, perfect. We're going to do an episode. We got to do an episode. And I was like, by the way, I do a podcast.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Which is cool though, because she likes horror movies a lot too. So mm-hmm. I'll have her here a lot. I've got my friend, real good friend you met, Denise is gonna come. So some of you that are friends that are listening, you guys know Denise is gonna be doing some episodes with me. Her man Sam is gonna come too. Kelsey's gonna be here a lot to do movies because we both love horror movies. Mm-hmm. My friend Janice, I think I mentioned it earlier in this episode, I just moved back
mm-hmm.
Where I used to live, so a lot of my old friends are gonna be coming back and coming on here because they all love horror. Like, this is what we used to do. I think I was telling you, we used to sit in my living room with my friends, like Denise,
yeah.
like all my high school friends were a bunch of little punk rockers and shit. So we used to sit in my living room every weekend or even sometimes during the week and just watch horror movies. Even all that was through high school all the way up until when I moved to Montana mm-hmm. That's what we did. We'd watch horror movies in my living room. That's how I got have you seen Phantasma?
No.
I've only seen the first one, and it was because they know I like horror, and then I think it was like for my 18th birthday, they went to Amoeba, and they came back with like CDs, they came back with that mm-hmm. movie, just like a bunch of cool shit, and they're like, happy birthday, and I was like, dude, fuck yeah, this is awesome, and there was shit like that where they would want, like Denise was a big person that would do it, where she would just come over with a random horror movie that she mm-hmm. bought, and she's like, this looked cool, can we watch it here, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, let's watch it, and then we'd be like, that was fucking cool. I mean, I wish I was doing this in high school because
yeah.
we would have, oh man, the episode would have been
crazy, I think.
Yeah, less drinking, obviously.
Obviously, but there would be more opinions.
Oh, yeah.
It would be nice. It would be cool to hear everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm excited to be back here and have all my friends that are going to be around to be able to do this. Next time Mayhem's in the state, I'll try to get that little fucker over here. But he's doing his own thing, being a biatch. Just kidding. I hope you're listening, Mayhem. Miss you. All right. Well, yeah, that's it. Got anything else? I'm done if you're done. Are you, you got anything else?
Yeah, no, I think that's about it. I mean, I try to think that I would try to combine like the original and this one together, but it's completely separate doing like I researched after the movie were done because I was like, I need to figure this. What the fuck I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's completely different. So the opinion is totally based off of this one movie compared to the other one.
Right,
that's
right.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be, I honestly think it'd be good. Like I said, if you haven't seen the originals then, don't bother because I didn't like them. But if you want to watch this and go, and then go back, like go for it. If you want to watch the original ones, go for it. I don't give a fuck. But definitely this was a good one. Like if you didn't like the originals, watch this one. You might like it.
You would still see original characters and storyline. They still tie everything in together.
Yeah, yeah.
You
would only need the box.
Yeah, that's it. that's like the one main guy that's like, I must do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. But yeah, that's it, guys. I think that's a wrap.
Yay.
You guys have a good rest of your day and enjoy.